the Toronto Raptors and the Toronto Maple Leafs hot starts.
You're listening to The Wide World of Sports, a view from the fifth.
Hi, and welcome to The Wide World of Sports, a view from the fifth. I'm Oliver Wong.
And I'm Quinlan Birmingham. And today is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018.
So for today, we're going to be dedicating pretty much this entire podcast to the Toronto Raptors and the Toronto Maple Leafs hot starts. And we're also going to have a bit of a debate about which one we think will go farther in the playoffs and who will continue to perform well in years to come. So, Quinlan, why don't we kick it off with the debate? So, the question I wrote was, which Toronto team will go deeper in the playoffs this year and in 3 years, the Raptors or the Leafs?
So, I think we'll start with just this year.
Yeah.
So, both teams have been off to great starts this year. We'll talk about that later, so I won't mention, like, their records, but both are quite a bit above 500, and I think that for both of them, that was pretty much expected.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I haven't really been following the Leafs schedule, but the Raptors, they had two easy games in Cleveland and Charlotte, but the big games were in Washington and Boston.
Yeah, and they won both of those. So that is a very good start for them, because those will be two teams that they will have to
face in the playoffs.
I
think Boston more so. Yeah. I think they're for their conference, they're pretty set. I mean, I think they're definitely much, much better than Washington.
Yeah.
Like you saw in that game. Boston, they're pretty equal with.
Yeah, and I think that now Toronto might have the upper edge in best player Kawhi, but Boston, I think, has the edge in, like, with, like, two very, very, very elite players, whereas Toronto, I would say, has a insane player and a star player.
Well, actually, this year, Kyle Lowry has been going crazy. Like, I think he's averaging somewhere around 20 points this year. Slightly less, because last night he had, 15 points, something like that. He had 14 assists last night.
That's
so
insane.
Kyle Lowry's actually been playing miles better than Kyrie. Like, Kyrie goes 0-for-8 in his first game.
Wow, nice Kyrie.
Against Philadelphia. So, I think, also we have to throw in Philadelphia, like, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Like, they're a good young team.
Yeah. Who will definitely contend. And I would say they're a bit like the Leafs in that the Leafs, I would say, have more young talent than, like, veteran talent.
Yeah, well,
in, like, Austin Matthews and that's Mitch Marner.
Except for Tavares.
Yes, Tavares.
He's considered. Yeah, actually, that's pretty similar if you say, like, okay, basically the Raptors are this, like, young team with upcoming stars like Fred VanVleet.
Yeah.
And even OG Anunoby you could throw in there.
And then
they're kind of John Tavares is actually, they have a lot of players, but they're kind of balanced between, like, the young kind of the actually, they don't really have their bench mob still, but, like, when DeLon Wright gets back, Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, I think Norman Powell is still considered young.
Yeah.
And they have, like, their other guys, like,
So, I would say the Leafs, I would say, are more of a team that most of their players are rising and haven't hit their peak. The Raptors are a team where they have some rising stars,
and their other guys are also at their peak.
Veteran guys who are still in their prime, but may be, for some of them, getting a bit out of it, like Kyle Lowry.
Well, to be honest, I think if Kyle Lowry signs another big contract with the Raptors, yes, then he will actually be aging. But this year, you see no signs of aging at all. Like, if you watched him, I'd say he's actually getting more explosive.
Wow. So?
So, like, so just go back to the competition that they have, because this is really what our big thing we're going to compare as to whether which one will go farther in the playoffs. So, in their conference, the Raptors have Boston, and they have Philadelphia, I think, are the and maybe even Milwaukee could throw in there, are their three biggest competition. Yeah. But we think they have the edge over them. And then in the Western Conference, though,
G-State is definitely, if they don't get their championship, that'll be pretty surprising.
Yeah, I mean, if...
And if they don't, I think that Houston will likely be the team that beats them.
Yeah, that's true. I think New Orleans could have a shot, but I don't know if their run can stretch for that long. But yeah, so basically the Raptors have it really tough in the opposite conference to getting to the finals.
Almost a bit like the Leafs.
Yeah, that's
because,
true.
I mean, so well, Tampa Bay, yeah, that's what I was gonna consider say. Better than them.
Yeah, but not right by now. Much.
But not by much.
I mean, next year, I think the Leafs are at least on par with Tampa.
Yeah, but in the West, I would say Winnipeg, Nashville and Winnipeg, especially Winnipeg, have a step or two ahead of them, and most of that just comes from the defense.
That's true.
Right, because the Leafs' biggest
that's true. They really lack defense. Right now, like is there we talked about this in another podcast. I think who's that dude that we were ranting about who got traded? The guy who played more like a forward but was on defense.
What?
And you hated him.
Gardner?
Yeah,
he didn't get traded.
Oh, he didn't get traded. Okay, well at least he's not playing, right?
He is playing.
Damn it!
He's pretty good.
Well, you ranted about him, and I thought you said he got traded. Well, I don't really know much about hockey, but you can tell that like they're really heavy on the offensive end.
Yeah.
Like they could have signed Carlson for defense,
but he resigned
with Washington really quickly. Yes, that is what we talked about, I think. And instead, they went for Tavares, which really stacked up their offense.
Their offense, but now they've still got that hole in D.
Yeah.
So I don't know the end. I don't know. What do you think for this year?
Well, I think what we can expect for the Leafs is I think they will get to... They will play Tampa
in the playoffs,
no matter where. And they will make Tampa play hard. Yeah. They will give them a good fight. I think I'm leaning more towards Tampa winning that matchup.
Yeah, me too.
But I think the Leafs will really run them hard and actually give themselves a shot.
But I think the Raptors, though, I think the Raptors have a better chance this year than the Leafs.
That's true, just because, like, especially in their conference, they're, like, top of their conference at this point.
Yeah, and I would say the Raptors, at least of making it to the finals, the Raptors are even with every other good team in their conference.
That's true, or not better. Whereas the Leafs are, like,
the Leafs
slightly below the top team in the conference. Yeah.
And I don't even know if they're above Pittsburgh or Washington either.
Well, those veteran teams in the playoffs. Like,
I would say both of them, though, if both of them make it to the finals, honestly, the Leafs might actually have the advantage there. Just because I would say G-State is a better, like,
is better in comparison.
Better in comparison than, say, Winnipeg is.
Yeah, because, well, I think, however...
That's kind of interesting, though.
The thing is that, okay, so yeah, I understand your point. So you're saying, like, the Raptors have a better chance of getting to the finals, but once they're there, if the Leafs make it, they have a bigger shot, because the Western Conference in the NHL isn't as stacked.
Even though it's pretty stacked.
No, but, like, it's not that big of a drop-off like it is like from the East. Yeah, but I think in 3 years, when Golden State's gone, I mean, if the Raptors, now we're going into the three-year thing. If the Raptors re-sign Kawhi, then if we re-sign Kawhi, which, you know, it looks pretty promising, like, he's actually playing hard, and, like, if the Raptors do really well, and they convince, and, like, Kawhi gets along with Kyle, and they can convince him to stay, like, they can be real contenders for the next 2 years, 2-3 years, I think, because they'd have to re-sign Lowry, but, like, I think Lowry might stay on with, like, a slight pay reduction. Yeah.
And the other thing is, in that time, that'll allow their younger guys to rise up.
That's true.
And that might, instead of, like, if Kawhi leaves, they would definitely drop from high contender, they would be, like, medium contender, because they wouldn't have that time to allow their young guys to, get Rise. They will kind of have to just, like, say, now you're starting. Let's see what you can do. And they might sneak into the playoffs as, like, a 6 seed.
Yeah, versus 7.
Versus a 3 seed or a 1 seed if Kawhi re-signs.
Well, that's true. But I think if we can re-sign, another thing I was thinking about, if Kyle Lowry does end up really aging in the next 2-3 years, you know, Fred VanVleet at that time, I think the Raptors signed him to an extension.
Yeah, they did.
If Fred VanVleet at that time gets good, he may be able to surpass Kyle Lowry as that starting point guard in 3 years to go alongside Kawhi, which could be really deadly, and then have, like, Lowry off the bench. If he declines a lot,
which I don't really see.
So then have Kyle Lowry come off the bench, kind of this, like, veteran, the veteran on the team, and then also, like, sort of a floor general that can come off the bench. And by that time, Houston and Golden State, they'll be older.
And the Raptors might be able to claim that.
However, the problem is Boston gets better as years go on.
But all of that, really, the Raptors' fate, really, in the next 3 years, really relies on Kawhi signing, re-signing or not.
That's true.
Because it basically goes from
100%.
Team that's still contending to team that's reloading still in contention.
So let's talk about the Leafs for a sec.
I would say in 3 years, even if the Raptors re-sign Kawhi,
I think the Leafs will still be better. Because
Matthews, by then, full-on superstar.
I mean, Tavares, after 3 years, he's not really going to be declining yet either.
Yeah, Tavares. So
he'll still be, like, on edge of prime.
They probably will have the best one. Probably not. They'll have top two, because I think Crosby and Malkin will still be better.
That's true.
1-2 center punch in the league. And that we've said they're centers.
Will they really in 3 years?
Yeah, I would say Matthews is good enough.
No, I'm saying Crosby. Like, when does Crosby start to go down? When does his reign end?
35. No. To McDavid or to, like, goodness?
Like, I think if his reign ends to, like, the new era of McDavid and Matthews.
Oh, that's pretty soon, but I would say he'll still be, like, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Until he's 35.
Yeah.
So, they'll probably top 3-1-2 center, and plus they have, like, Mitch Marner.
That's true.
Right?
Well, the Leafs are all pretty much young.
The Leafs basically are young, and then they've got a few veterans who
will be in 3 years, like, all of their teams will, all of their players will be better.
Yeah, and, like, they've got that good D, they've got some good D prospects as well, so...
Yeah, that can develop and actually balance out that offense defense.
Yeah, so in 3 years, I would say the Leafs definitely are a major cup contender.
Yeah.
And I would say Raptors have advantage or looking better, like more likely to make the final this year, right? You agree with that?
Yeah, yeah. But in 3 years, we're learning towards the Leafs.
Leaning.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay.
Well, that was
a pretty good debate. And I think we're on the same page. Yeah, it wasn't.
It was a good conversation.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.